Amen. Praise God. Our, amen, subject today shall I go up. Amen. It is the question, praise God, that God, amen, praise God, is asking, or excuse me, the question that Israel is asking of God. Amen. In a time of difficulty. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. In times of our difficulty, amen, we have to go to God for answers.
Yes.
Can we say amen?
Hallelujah.
The good thing is that, amen, praise God, God never minds, praise God, you bringing him a question, because he is always the answer, amen, to our question. Amen. Praise God. And we are, amen, to gain some insight today as we look at what, amen, happens to Israel. Can you say amen? As they are incensed against the Benjamites for, amen, the, amen, folly that they have wrought in Israel. This, amen, praise God, tribe of Israel, Benjamin, praise God, was the people to whom the Levite turned when, praise God, his concubine had left him. And, amen, praise God, as she had played the harlot and left, amen, praise God, him, she went back to her father's house. And, amen, praise God, the, amen, praise God, Levite would go to her father's house to recover her, to bring her back to him again. And as, praise God, he, amen, had been delayed by the father, because it seemed from scripture, praise God, that even though that was his son-in-law, he had not had an occasion to meet him or to fellowship with him. And from scripture we glean that, amen, they hit it off pretty good. And amen, praise God. And so he stayed, and amen, his father-in-law asked him to stay again, and amen, he stayed again, asked him to stay again overnight, praise God, he stayed again, amen, praise God. And then on the morning that he would depart, amen, his father-in-law still entreated him to stay, amen, but he was urgent to leave, amen, praise God, to go back, praise God, to, amen, praise God, his place, amen, of residence, his hometown, if please. And amen, praise God. And so, amen, on the journey back, as the hour grew late and darkness was coming upon them, amen, praise God, there was a town where they could have turned into, but they chose rather, praise God, the master chose rather, amen, praise God, not to, amen, praise God, go there, praise God, but they, amen, praise God, chose, praise God, to press on to go to, amen, Gibeah, a town, praise God, that belonged to, amen, praise God, Benjamin. Amen, praise God. And as he come into the town, praise God, in that, amen, praise God, 20th chapter of the book of Judges, praise God, we are finding, praise God, that, amen, praise God, it was not and had not gone well for him, even though he had gone into the people, praise God, that were a people of his people. Amen, praise God. He had chose, praise God, to tarry in that city, praise God, where he thought he might be among those that might treat him well. And because, amen, he, amen, chose that, when he got there in, amen, Gibeah, there was no place for him to lodge, and him and his concubine were out in the street. And amen, praise God, they were sitting there, can you say amen, in the street, can you say thank you, Jesus. They had everything they needed. They had, amen, their own provision. They had straw for the oxen, amen, praise God. They had the things that they had need of. And praise God, he, amen, was sitting there in the street, and he had everything that he needed, but nobody was taking him in. So look with me back here in Judges chapter number 19 and verse number 17. Amen, praise God, of the book of Judges. And when he had lifted up his eyes, he saw a wayfaring man in the street of the city. And the old man said, "Whither goest thou?" and whence comest thou? And he said unto him, we are passing from Bethlehem, Judea, toward the side of Mount Ephraim. From thence am I. And I went to Bethlehem, Judah, but I am now going to the house of the Lord. And there is no man that receiveth me to house. Yet there is both straw and provender for our asses, and there is bread and wine also for me and for thy handmaid and for the young man which is with thy servants. There is no want of anything. And the old man said, peace be with thee, howsoever. Amen. Let all thy wants lie upon me. Only lodge not in the street. So the old man invited him to his home. And so he brought him into his house and gave provender to his asses, and they washed their feet and did eat and drink. And as they were eating and making their hearts merry, behold, the men of the city, these Benjamites, can you say amen? Amen. Certain sons of Baal that set the house round about and beat at the door and spake to the master of the house, the old man, saying, bring forth the man that came into thy house that we may know him. Amen, praise God. This is not, amen, about shaking hands and saying how to do and how you doing. Amen, praise God. This was about, amen, praise God, sexual molestation. Amen, praise God. And the whole, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, group of these, praise God, that were worshipers of Baal, praise God. Amen. And so don't be surprised, because you can find the devil anywhere. Can we say amen? But they came in mass, and amen, praise God, and knocked at the man's door and asked for the man to be brought out. Amen, praise God. But the old man, praise God, the master of the house, he went out to them and told them, no, brethren, I'm telling you, don't do so wickedly. Seeing this man is come into my house, do not this folly. Amen, praise God. He offered them his daughter, amen, praise God, which was a maiden, a virgin, praise God. And, amen, he offered them the man's concubine. Can you say amen? Said to them, I will bring them out now, and humble ye them, and do with them what seemeth good unto you. But unto this man do no such vile a thing. Amen, praise God. The long and the short of it is, praise God, that it wound up that the man's daughter was not sent out, but, amen, praise God, the Levite's concubine was sent out, and amen, praise God, and amen, praise God, they abused her, amen, praise God, all night long, and amen, praise God. And verse 26 picks up, then came the woman in the dawning of the day and fell down at the door of the man's house where her lord was till it was light. And her lord rose up in the morning and opened the doors of the house and went out to go his way. And behold, the woman, his concubine, was fallen down at the door of the house, and her hands were upon the threshold. He said unto her, up, and let's be gone. But none answered. The man took her up upon his ass, and the man rose up and gat him unto his place. And when he was come to his house, he took a knife, and he laid hold on his concubine, the body, amen, of this, amen, praise God, woman, that was his, amen, concubine, and he cut her into pieces, amen, praise God, along with her bones. He cut her into 12 pieces, and he sent her into all the coasts of Israel. And it was so that all that saw it, there was no such deed done nor seen from the day that the children of Israel came up out of the land of Egypt unto this day. Consider it and take advice and speak in your mind. So then, praise God, amen, these actions brought, amen, a cohesiveness among, amen, praise God, Israel, praise God, against that one tribe in Israel, Benjamin, that have done such things. Can you say amen? But, amen, we need to learn, praise God, from, amen, what we are, amen, praise God, have read already, and to see, praise God, that, amen, as God tells us, as the people of God, we are to be, amen, praise God, good soldiers.
Yes, Lord.
Can you say amen?
Yes, Lord.
Wow, praise God. God refers to us, praise God, in many ways. As to who we are, we are the sons of God. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the people of God. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. But there is another aspect of who we are. That is, amen, we are to be good soldiers. I tell you, neighbor, praise God, a good soldier has to be able to endure
hardness.
Amen. A good soldier has to be able to go through some stuff. Can you say amen? And still hold on to the unchanging hand of God. A good soldier has to, amen, be able to face hardness and endure hardness. Tell your neighbor, praise God, you got to go through some stuff. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, because of this, amen, God wants us to see the whole picture. Amen. The whole picture is, praise God, that even though, praise God, amen, there are times when God will not even allow us to fight in the battle. Can you say thank you, Jesus? There are times when God, praise God, will, amen, praise God, tell us to sit down and just watch me bring you deliverance. Amen. Sit down and watch me work it out in your behalf. Amen. Just sit down and see and be still and see, amen, the handiwork of God. Amen, praise God. But God does not want us to get in the place where every battle you think you're going to get to sit down and watch God work it out. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. There's going to be hardness, amen, along this way sometime. And because there's going to be hardness, praise God, we have to, praise God, adjust our expectation, amen, praise God, to be in line with what God, amen, has ordained. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. There are times when we think, amen, praise God, that if there is unity among us, amen, praise God, that the battle will be easy. There are times when we think if our cause is just, the battle will be easy. There are times when we believe if we have the right leadership, the most excellent leadership, that, amen, our battle will be easy. There are times when we believe that if our numbers are superior to our enemy, our battle will be easy. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Are y'all hearing me? Amen, praise God. But I'm here to let you know, amen, praise God, that the men of Israel had, amen, one mind as they went against, amen, praise God, those Benjamites. Amen, they had one mind. They were cohesive, amen, in their unity because of the deed that had been done. Amen, they stood up together in unity as one man. But just because you unify, it don't mean it's going to be no easy battle. You better praise it. Yes, amen, praise God. As they had made the decision, amen, praise God, to go up, amen, they drew a conscript of 10% out of the nation. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God, as they drew that, amen, conscript, amen, out of the nation of Israel, they brought out men of war. These men that were men that could fight and to do battle. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. God, and hallelujah, praise God, the numbers of Israel, praise God, was 400,000. Amen, praise God. And, amen, praise God. But the men that were the men of Gibeah, amen, praise God, the Benjamites, praise God, they were only 26,000. And among them were 700 men that could sling a stone at a hair's breadth and not miss. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. And Israel sent, amen, the ambassadors through, amen, the Gibeonites to tell them to give up, amen, those men that had done the deed. Amen, we're going to kill them, but just give them up. Amen, but they met resistance. How many know, praise God, amen, praise God, the devil ain't always going to get out of your way. Can you say amen? There will be, amen, resistance. Can you say amen? And amen, the Benjamites would not, amen, give up. Hallelujah, those sons of Baal, hallelujah, those wicked persons, they decided to fight. Can you say amen? We ain't giving up. Amen, we gonna fight. Can you say amen? But Israel had, amen, almost 20 times, amen, the fighting force, amen, of Benjamin. Can you say amen? And hallelujah, praise God, as they were, hallelujah, getting, amen, it together, they had a right cause, and they had a just purpose. Can you say thank you, Jesus? They had superior numbers. And then they asked, well, who's going to lead us? Amen. Who will go up in front of us? Can you say amen? And amen. And God said, Judah. Amen. Judah will be first. Amen. Praise God. And so the lion, amen, was to lead, amen, the nation, amen, against these, praise God, Benjamites. Amen. They had superior numbers. They had excellent leadership. They had a right cause. And they had unity among them. But when you got all of those things, it does not mean that the battle will be easy. Can you say amen? So tell your neighbor, when you got everything that you think you need, it don't mean the battle gonna be easy. God would never tell you that as a good soldier, you gotta be able to endure hardness if it never was gonna be no hardness. Sometimes it will be hard. Sometimes it will be difficult. Sometimes it will press you to your very soul. Can you say amen? But you gotta have your mind made up. Can we say amen? You gotta realize that as a good soldier, I gotta be able to endure hardness. Can we say amen? And they assembled themselves and they set the battle in array to go up against Benjamin. Can you say amen? And as they went up against Benjamin on the first day, the Benjamites came out and they slew down to the ground 22,000 men. Can you say amen? On day one, hallelujah, praise God, amen, a major part of Israel's fighting force was lost. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. So they went back to God. Amen. They prayed. They interceded. They talked to God. And they had a question. Lord, shall I go up? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. And God told them to go up. Can you say that? Just because you got, amen, to go ahead from God does not mean that the battle is going to be easy. Just because God tell you to go ahead, you got to know he ain't left you. But it don't always mean it's going to be you sweeping through the city. Cause sometimes you gotta endure. Can you say amen? This ain't turning out like I was expecting it. Can you say amen? This ain't working out like I was expecting it. I thought I was gonna run in there, run over my enemy, and come back rejoicing with the victory. But it didn't work like that. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it don't always go the way that you think it ought to go, but it always goes the way that God has ordained. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? How many know God has ordained for us, the people of God, that we will have victory? Can you say amen? Hello, somebody. You may suffer to get there, but hold on. Amen. You may have some setbacks, but hold on. You may have some difficulties, but hold on. If God ain't left you, don't you leave him. You hold on to his unchanging hand. Can we say amen? Shall I go up? God said, go up. Can you say amen? They set the battle in array on the next day. Can you say amen? And the Benjamites came out just like they did before, and they slew down to the ground 18,000. Can you say amen? Lord, now 40,000, 10% of their fighting force, amen, has been eradicated by the enemy. And we are not told of any casualties among the Benjamites. Can you say amen? They done come out and laid down to the ground. They done went back, and they done come back on the second day and laid down to the ground. Can you say amen? Now Israel, amen, is it beseeching God? Can you say amen? Jesus, Lord, what in the world? Can you say amen? I thought, amen, we were going to have the victory. But guess what? It ain't over yet. Can you say amen? Don't you presuppose that you done lost when God ain't told you it ain't over yet? You got to hold on. Shall I go up?
Thank you, Lord.
Shall I go up, Lord? Do I need to go and fight against my brother? Shall I go up? Can you say amen? Amen. You know the race ain't given to the strong. You know the battle ain't given to the strong. But time and chance, it happens to everybody. Can you say amen? But amen, praise God. We've got to be among those that overcome. Even though I got scars. Even though I got battle wounds. Even though, praise God, I've been hurt by the enemy. I'm still reporting for duty. I still got a praise down on the inside. I still got my mind fixed. I still got my heart set. Shall I go up? Shall I go up? God, amen, praise God, tells them again. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Because in their mind, it looks like we cannot dislodge this enemy. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Shall I go up, Lord? Look at our casualties. 40,000 dead. Shall I go up? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Don't ever expect God going to join you in your pity party. Because he already knows. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Don't ever expect God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Pray God. Feel sorry. Amen. Can you say thank you, Jesus, when he sent you to do, amen, the mission that he sent you to do? Can you say thank you, Jesus? But you got to learn. I got to learn. We got to learn as a people of God. We got to be good soldiers. Can you say amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, God needs some good soldiers. Amen. Praise God. Amen. People, praise God, that can look at hardness, phase of hardness. Can you say thank you, Jesus, and still keep going forward? Amen. Good soldiers, praise God, that they don't want to get out of the battle just because they got a little wound or just because they got a cut. Can you say amen? But they still rise up. Can you say thank you, Jesus? It may not be all together well, but I'm still here. Anybody still in here? Amen. And so they asked God, amen, the third time. Amen. Will, amen, we, amen, go to face our brother in battle. And the Lord said, go up. Amen. But God didn't just say, go up this time. Can you say amen? On the third time, he told them to go up because I've given you the victory. Can you say amen? Amen. It was different on the third time around. Can you say amen? On the third time around, before they even went up, they had already got an assurance from the Lord that the victory is going to be yours. Can you say amen? Amen. They had a change of tactics. Can you say amen? They went up, but their tactics, amen, were changed. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when God don't make you victorious, you can't use what you used to use. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor your tactics, they will change. Can we say amen? I'm not going to deal with my enemy like I used to deal with my enemy. Because amen, when I did it that way, the enemy prevailed. But God doesn't let me know now that the weapons of my warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. Anybody know how to fight? Amen. Anybody know how to fight the enemy? You better give God a praise. Amen, that are mighty through God. Can you say amen? Amen. I got weapons the enemy can't resist. And the enemy have weapons that cannot touch me. Y'all better praise him. No weapon that the enemy has to bring against me will bring any prosper. Amen to the enemy. For I will prevail over them all. Needless to say, as amen, hallelujah, they went up, hallelujah, ambushments had been set. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And amen, and amen, the men, praise God, that went up, hallelujah, amen, Benjamin came out against them, and they began to slay, and they thought it was the same as before. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the enemy don't know. Can you say amen? What do you know? Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the enemy, he don't know. What do you know? What do I know? If God be for us, can you say amen? How many know? If God be for us, amen, it's more than the whole world against us. How many know that there is power in the blood of the Lamb? And through the blood of the Lamb, we will prevail. Y'all better praise him. Ambushments. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And Benjamin came out. Amen. Praise God. Just like they did before. They thought they were in control. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Y'all hear me? But God just brought them to that place. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Day one and day two. Amen. Praise God. Was setting up day three. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. God was just getting in their mind that we invincible. Amen. We can do like we want to do. We can handle those Israelites. Can you say amen? And they went out in the confidence and the boldness of their flesh. And they thought day three was going to be just like day one and day two. But tactics had changed. Can you say amen? And as the men of Israel fell back and those Benjamites began to chase them. Amen. Praise God. Those liars in wait went into the city of Gibeon and they began to set the city on fire. And the signal between, amen, Israel and the ambushers was that when we see, amen, the city on fire, we're going to turn back against our enemy. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, it looked like Benjamin had Israel on the run. But when, praise God, Israel saw the flame coming up from the city, they turned back around. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. They turned on the Benjamites. And as they turned on them, amen, those that were in the city, they flew, came out of the city. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me? Now Benjamin is caught in the middle. Can you say amen? Israel over here, Israel over there, and they were caught in the middle, and there was no retreat. There was no place to run. Can you say amen? And God gave a mighty victory, amen, to Israel on that day. Can we say thank you, Jesus? What are we to learn? Can you say amen? That because we are the people of God, we are also conscripted in a war. How many know you're fighting right now? Amen. How many know you're fighting right now? How many know, amen, praise God, that even though our God is mighty and great, he wants us to learn, amen, that he ain't always going to get out of the way, amen, or get in the way of your enemy, but he'll never leave you, he'll never forsake you. Can you say amen? Amen. The trials will rise in our lives sometime to cast us down on our knees in prayer, and we will be asking God, like Israel did, do I need to keep on? Shall I go up? Do I need to hold on? Shall I go up? Can you say amen? Amen. And God will tell us every time, get up and go up. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor. God will tell us every time to get up and go up. Can you say that to Jesus? So we got to make it up in our own mind. Amen. When we are in battle, amen, that I don't feel no ways tired. Can you say amen? Anybody ready for a battle?
Ready? Ready, bro.
Can you say amen? Anybody ready for a battle? Amen. I can't hear you. Anybody? Don't be scared. Can you say amen? Because you're going to have to fight anyway. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, don't be scared. Because you're going to have to fight anyway. Can you say amen? That's why I'm telling you right now. You might as well get ready. Might as well get ready. Can you say amen? We
you can't be afraid to fight. Can you say amen? Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. There's going to be some pain. Yeah. It's going to be some difficulty. There's never going to be a time when you really make up your mind that you're going to go forward for the Lord, that there will not be opposition. So you need to make your mind up right now. Amen. I'm ready. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I'm ready. I'm ready for a battle. I'm ready for a battle. I can't give y'all.
Say thank you.
in God. If we wait on the Lord, victory will be ours.
Wonderful Savior.
If we trust in the Lord, if we wait on the Lord, the victory will be ours.
Wonderful Savior.
Every war that's fought.
Telling you.
Amen. Praise God. Doesn't mean no cash.
That's right. That's right, Pastor.
And just say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Even Jacob, as he wrestled with God, didn't leave that encounter.
He did. He did.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Oh, my God.
He came out of there looking.
Yeah. That's all right.
Amen. Praise God. He wasn't walking the same after he came out of that encounter. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But amen. Praise God. But in that encounter, he obtained a name.
That's right.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. He became, amen. Praise God. Blessed of God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? A prince who has power with God. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. You don't know what encounters God that allow you to go into them, how it's going to change
hallelujah.
Yes,
with God.
Hallelujah.
And you say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
But amen, praise God. God is working it for you. He already told you. Can you say, thank you, Jesus?
Thank you.
And amen, there's no reason, no way, at no time to be discouraged in God.
No.
Even though you look like you just lost the battle, it's still time to give God the praise. I'm back to ask God again, see what he think about it. Should I give up or should I go up? And you know what God don't tell you? Go up!
Oh my God.
Beat you down to your knees. And you say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. You ain't feeling it no more. You was feeling it at first, but now you ain't feeling it no more. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And you asking God, Lord, I ain't feeling it no more. God gonna say, amen, praise God to you. It ain't about your feeling. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. But Lord, did I give up here? Amen. Is it time for me to quit? Do I quit right here? Can you say thank you, Jesus? And God, amen, praise God. Amen. Let Israel know. Don't give up. Go up.
Hallelujah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? So as I leave you today, praise God, we are to understand, praise God, that we ask the God the same things that Israel did in the faces of our disappointments.
Hallelujah.
In the faces of, amen, praise God, what seems like our defeat. In the faces of what, praise God, doesn't seem to be going our way. Amen, praise God. And we, amen, are asking God, Lord, is it time for me to stop? Is it time for me to quit? Is it time for me to sit down? Is it time for me to give up? But I guarantee you, if you go ask God,
telling you,
amen, praise God. If he got an army of people that quit, he gonna tell you, my people don't quit. Can you see? Thank you. If you ask God, amen, if he got a people, praise God, who can't go through no hardness, God gonna tell you no. Amen, praise God, because I'm the strength that they need. Amen, no matter how hard it is. Amen, praise God. If you lean on me, if you rely on me, I'm able to bring you through. We ask God, shall I go up? If you think you got an answer from God that tells you not to go up, you need to go back.
That's right.
You need to ask God all over again. Amen. Praise God. Lord, what shall I do? What course?
My God.
Should I take? Can you say thank you, Jesus? You need to ask him again.
Yes, Lord.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Don't argue with his wisdom.
No.
You know how we are.
Yes, we are. Help,
Lord. You know how we are. Thank you, Jesus. In the world, Lord, we done lost 22,000. How do we do that? We had the right cause. Amen, praise God. The Benjamites did an abominable thing. We had the right cause. We were together. We were united. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
We had the right leadership.
Yes.
What in the world, Lord, happened? But we're never in a position to question. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The wisdom of God. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
So 22,000 died. Can you say thank you, Jesus? God was still good. God was still just. And God was still in control.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tell you that. When stuff, amen, praise God, that you think ought not to die, dies. God is still good. God is still just. And God is still wise. Can we say amen? Oh, don't get arguing with God.
No, help me.
Telling God his business. There's no way. And you say, thank you, Jesus. Second day, now we ready to sign off. I know, 2 days in a row, no. I know better than that.
Help, Lord, help, Lord.
Can't be God.
Help, Lord.
Can't be God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, pray God. What in the world? Amen, 2 days in a row, 40,000 men are dead. See y'all later. And say thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Amen. Praise God. Israel sought God again. Can you say thank you, Jesus? They wanted to know. Do I quit right here? Do I stop right here? You know how the enemy goes to him. If you listen to
him, right. If you listen to him, you're going to be finished.
Get out now. Get out now. We can save your life. Get out now. Get out now. But amen. Let me let you in on this secret. God ain't got no evacuation plan.
I went there.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Thank you. He ain't got no evacuation
plan.
You say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. He can bring you over it.
Yes.
He can bring you around it. Or he can bring you through it. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So he don't need to get you out.
No.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? How he gonna teach you what he wanna teach you? Amen. Some things he gotta teach you going over. Sometimes he gotta teach you stuff going around. We like those lessons. We like those lessons. We like to go over, look down on our enemy, walking on our enemy's head. We like them lessons. We like that. We like it like that.
Help, Lord.
Go over. Yeah, Lord, take me over. You say, bring me over to the other side. You say, thank you, Jesus. Amen, praise God. And sometimes we lazy and don't want to fight. It ain't ready. It ain't ready. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? So God, take us around.
Yes,
God. Ain't God good?
Yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Mm-hmm. Amen, praise God. Amen, is that kind of God?
Yeah, yeah.
Amen, praise God. We'll take you around.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen, praise God. Amen, my heart, my mind, I ain't ready to face that.
Yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? So God, take you around.
Yeah.
It's okay, you ain't there.
Yeah.
But that ain't, he ain't going off of your judgment. But he knows when you ain't there.
Yeah, yeah.
When you ain't there, he take you around. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But there are other times, praise God, when he ain't going to take you over.
Tell me.
He ain't going to take you
over.
Yeah. That's
right.
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor, ain't going to be but one course.
I'm telling you.
I got to go there.
Yeah.
You say thank you, Jesus. And you say thank you, Jesus. And amen, when you go through,
Yes, Lord.
Never.
Yes, Lord.
Are y'all hearing me? Yes. When you go through, you never gonna
never,
come out
never.
Like you went in.
Never.
The Hebrew boys went into the fire, tied up and bound.
Oh my God.
They were tied up.
Can yes, they were bound.
And amen, praise God. And they went into the fire. And what you think the fire would do, it didn't do. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You thought it would have burned up their hands, burned up their clothes, and burned them up. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But God didn't design that fire. I wish y'all heard me. Can you say amen? He didn't design that fire for that. He designed that fire, praise God, to loose his servants that were bound.
That's right.
And all the fire destroyed. Are y'all hearing me? Amen. Praise God. Was the guard that tried to throw him in. Can you?
Wonderful.
Can you, you can't manhandle God's people.
You can't do it.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Pray that furnace 7 times hotter than it's supposed to be. But Hebrew boys didn't feel no heat. Amen. Praise God. But the guards, they perished from the flame. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Every time.
In the flame. only thing the fire destroyed was the things that were binding.
Oh my God.
The things that were holding them
on.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. And amen. Praise God. And not only that, in the flame, there was revelation.
Yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you can't see till you go through. Sometimes the flames will bring revelation and bring in your life the very presence of God.
Yes, Lord.
So much so that even the king was able to look in and see. People can look in and see you going through this and that and all of that, and they can look in and see that you're not alone. Amen. Pray God. God is with you. And the king looked in and saw, we cast three in, but I see four. Not only do I see four, I see four men loose.
Amen.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you.
Don't think for an instant that them boys was not praising God in their Can you say thank you, Jesus? Don't let your enemy bind you in your trial. You got to stay loose.
Yes, Lord.
God don't bind you just because you ain't have a good day.
No,
you can still praise him.
Yes.
Amen. God don't bind you just because everything ain't going your way. You can still praise him. Amen. Praise God. God don't bind you. He don't hold back your praises. Can you say thank you, Jesus? In fact, praises is what's going to set you free. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
God, my God.
So praise God. He doesn't take us over always. He doesn't take us around always. He will take us through. And so this message is about going through. Because sometimes before you get through, you got the question, shall I go up? Do I need to get up and do this again another
day?
Am I to stay in the press? Am I to keep on keeping on? Am I really to set my face like flint? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Am I really to look beyond my enemies that are in front of me to the glory that is in, amen, promised to me? Am I really supposed to get up?
Thank you, Lord.
And do it again? Lord, shall I go up? But the consistent answer from God is going to be, go up.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word.
Take your little tears. Take your little pain.
Hallelujah.
Take your little misery. And get your little self up.
Let's go.
Thank you, Lord. And let's go. Yes. Let's go. Can you say thank you, Jesus? We've got to go up.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. And so then we want to wake up with that attitude that Mr. Cleveland put in song. Amen. Praise God. Because as God gives new mercies on a new day, we still need the same attitude that we had on the other day. Pray God that you had that attitude. That I don't care. I still don't feel. No ways. I don't believe he's brought me this far to lead me. So I just can't give up now. God bless.
Beautiful. Wonderful words. Wonderful words.